Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live. And today's guest is a man I recently met, and I know nothing about him but his name and that he is a musician who is apparently very well known and very busy entertaining in San Francisco and surrounding areas, I'm guessing. Laurent Fourgeau is from Paris, and I'm just going to go to you and start, if we could, with your name and a little family history, because it's an unusual name.
Sure. My name is Laurent Fourgeau, and I'm originally from Paris. I was born in the 13th arrondissement of Paris, and I grew up in the suburb of Paris in the south, southwest, so it's Sceaux, Bourg-la-Reine, Fresnes, so it's near Orly. And then after, I went to Dijon, Burgundy, for more studies and for my military service.
Oh, studies in what, though? Music?
First science, then economics.
And what then science?
It was, you know, generic physics
General,
and
yeah.
mathematics and chemistry.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I was not that great at science, so I switched to economics.
Oh.
So economy. So I did 2 years of economy, and then after I had the possibility, it was at the time you still needed to do your military service, so I joined the Air Force, so for 1 year.
You can fly a plane, or
I was called an aviator, but in fact I was working in a in an office, you know. So, so I did that for it was 12 months at the time, if I remember correctly. And then after I went to do some more studies in Toulouse, so that was for a business school, and Toulouse, the southwest of France. And after that, I came to the U.S. directly.
But where did the music come in? Did you know as a child that you were a musician?
Oh, okay. So I studied music starting around 7 years old.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So a theory. Then after, I studied the saxophone, alto, and I had a terrible teacher.
Oh, wait, but just go back a minute, because you say at seven. So obviously, you couldn't phone your own teacher. I mean, your parents had to be behind this.
Yeah.
And so, you said to them that you wanted this, or they could see that you had talent, and they said, we'd like you to have this.
No, I think, you know, we try different things. So I try, you know, you enroll your kids into
sport.
Just
as a matter
sport.
Of giving your children a good education. Okay.
Exactly. So, and music, you know, we had a good conservatory where I was living. So we started with music theory. Then after you go into an instrument, so I picked saxophone because we didn't have to buy any. It was, we could borrow it from the conservatory. And there was too many people learning guitar, so saxophone would be one. And then I had a terrible teacher, so what I did is I switched to a different instrument, which is oboe, which is, and I had a wonderful
teacher.
That's
about as common as the last name Fourgeau.
Oboe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
so many.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. So I played in the classical orchestra of the conservatory. So, And then I was doing sport also, but then after I focused on singing, it was just what I really enjoyed. And so,
how old were you when you did your first performance? Do you remember?
How old were you as a singer? Oh my God!
Adult.
I studied with karaoke.
Oh.
So it was at the time where karaoke was just starting to happen.
And that gives you some courage, I think, to stand up probably, right?
Yeah. So I did some, you know, karaoke bars. I did some competition also, karaoke. So that was my kind of first experience, you know, singing, and very enjoyable. So then after, I just stay focused on singing.
Tell us about your last name, because you had mentioned you thought you were the only ones.
Yeah, so for years, my dad and I thought Fourgeau, it was just one family in France, because we never met any. And with the social media, like Facebook, and you do some research, and you find out that there is some other Fourgeau.
Yes.
So you're trying to figure out, you know, okay, hey, maybe we are somehow related. So we got into genealogy with my dad.
Uh-huh.
So we joined also in Biarritz, because my parents live in Biarritz and Dijon nowadays. So we joined a genealogy group and focusing on the local part of that region. And we found out that there is other Fourgeau, but we're all somehow related from a Louis Fourgeau. That was a long time ago.
Do you know what his history is?
Now we're trying, but the problem is to find documentation.
Sure.
And especially when you didn't own any land mm-hmm. at the time, it's hard to get some, you know.
Sure. That is so interesting what happened. So, because of social media. Because people asked me if I'd ever Googled myself, and I thought, you know, how self-centered can you be? Why would I do that? And then there came a reason that I had to, and it turned out there was another Janet Gallen. There was. If you're listening, Janet, I apologize. There is another in Toronto, and she's an attorney. And if you ever think you're the only one or so special, you should do that because it's a nice lesson in how you don't stand alone.
Exactly, yeah, really. Yeah.
So did you meet any of these four girls?
No, but we connected.
Oh, nice.
And we connected with a lady. She's in her 80s. Henriette Fourgeau, not too far from Bordeaux, and my parents got invited to spend an evening
sure.
with them.
Oh, lovely.
And they're really into genealogy, so they track back. So we have same ancestors, but her branch developed much more, so she has a lot more, you know.
Yes, to show for the name, yes, a lot more people.
Yeah, a lot more people.
Are you an only child?
No, my sister.
Oh, nice.
2 years younger, okay. Sandrine Fourgeau, who is an actual artist, so she writes
in France.
Yeah, in France,
and do you go often to visit?
Trying every year.
Oh, good, sure. So, now tell me about your music. Yep. Now, would you define yourself obviously as a vocalist, but you also have a band? Is that? I mean, I went online, God bless social media, and learned a little bit about you, and actually heard some of your performances.
Okay, I have multiple bands, in fact. So I started as a jazz combo. So that's why the first thing I did here. So covering all the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, all those timeless jazz standards. Mm-hmm. And that have been revived also by Michael Bublé about, you know, 9 years ago, something like that. So so that was a big chunk of, you know, what I do, all the jazz standards. And
so you say several bands, though.
Yeah, because I do have, for example, my latest one. I grew up with 80s music, yes. So it's just an 80s tribute, an 80s cover band, I should say. So we cover all the big hits from the 80s.
Tell us some for people who are either too old or too young to know what the 80s music is.
So 80s music is, if I had to name a few artists.
Does Cheap Trick fall into that? I have no sense of time anymore. Well, you say.
Okay, like Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes, of course.
Duran Duran, David Bowie. Those guys, they were like Culture Club.
Yes, really great.
Yeah, big. So it's all very happy music, fun music. And in fact, you know, a lot of different music style also.
Sure.
So that's what that's why my latest project, and I had a good team. It's six of us, and we all dressed, you know, funky and very crazy.
Where can we see you? Outfit.
So right now we're just playing private and corporate parties.
So in other words, people can hire your band.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we find you where? We can look under
easy 80sagogo.com. That's the name of the band. 80sagogo. But
the number 80.
80s.
S. Yeah. 80s.
80 S. Agogo.com.
Okay.
So, but next year, I'm working on it right now. We're going to get some more concert, public concert and music series all around the Bay Area where you can come with your family, a blanket, some wine.
But now you're performing now, coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah. So, for example, Friday night, it's a corporate functions. Later on, you know.
No, but you're at a restaurant. Aren't you performing at... Okay, maybe...
Yeah. Yeah, we play... That's another band.
Okay.
80s Agogo, it's just mostly private for now, or big kind of outdoor concert for next year. I have another band called Hit Waves Unplugged, and that's where we cover music from 1920s to now.
Oh.
So it includes jazz standard, but also gypsy jazz. We turn some pop tunes into jazz, and we cover also pop rock tunes, but acoustically.
Yes.
So for that one, we play on a regular basis in San Francisco, like Cigar Bar.
That's
in North
what I'm thinking
Beach.
Of. I saw that. Yes.
Okay. Mathilde Bistro, which is a French restaurant, wonderful French restaurant.
Where is that?
On Fifth Street and Folsom.
Okay.
So
so still in San Francisco.
Yeah.
If people want to know your calendar and your schedule, they can go to
Fourgeau.com. So it's
Fourgeau.com.
Exactly.
Very nice.
So.
It sounds like you're very, very busy.
Trying. There's some ups and downs, you know, in music business. So trying. I mean, December looks really good. But of course, you know, November is usually slow and January is usually very, very slow.
Oh, because people are done with holiday parties.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. So
you talk about the music business. Is it unusual to be as multi-talented and varied a musician and be a businessman? They seem to be two different things.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, when you learn an instrument, you need to spend a lot of hours, years,
yes,
just to master the instrument, and sometimes just to master a music style. So all those guys, you know, performing the instrument, you know, it's very hard to have a sense of, you know, a business. Even to market yourself towards, you know, band leaders,
mm-hmm,
it's really, really hard. So because there's so much, you know, involved in it, and you need to also think about, okay, what audience really enjoyed.
Sure.
You know, when you're a musician, you tend to play what you enjoy.
Yes,
but
yeah,
if you don't play something that people enjoy,
right,
there is no
business.
Oh, no,
I know what you're talking about, because I've always said if I had an ice cream store, it would have only vanilla and chocolate chip.
Okay, here we go.
Because why does anybody want anything else? But yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you at a whole different level of accomplishment, as far as I can tell.
So
that you know how to do that.
And it's hard. It's hard, yeah. So, but because I have a business background, so for example,
you
know how to use, you know, the computer, all the different software to build a website.
Yes. Now, social media works in your favor.
Social media.
Yes.
Even I'm learning about social media because it's complicated. It's moving, you know, all the time. It's changing all the time. So I'm still learning, you know.
But that's going to be true all our lives.
Because every
3 months is a whole new universe somehow presented to us.
We always need to,
yes,
to learn, you know, new
things. It's
good
for us, yes.
You know, new technology,
yes,
and, you know, keep a, you know, in mind, an open
mind. When you go home to visit, do you perform in France?
No.
Or that's straight vacation?
Just vacation, because it's a different also business over there. It
mm-hmm
seemed like it. I tried, you know, I checked the Dijon area, Burgundy,
mm-hmm,
to see, and I met some professional musicians, and to see, you know, what's the market like.
Yes.
And basically, they were telling me they were playing one or two private gigs a month. And
not a lot.
No, it should be like two, three a week.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So it's another world.
So what do you want? What's your goal? I mean, as you go on, just to do more of what you're doing.
Yeah, in fact, all the different bands I'm leading, it's to have them, and I'm involved with all of them, but sometimes the band can be booked with no vocals, or
sure,
we have also female vocalists. So,
do you have CDs available?
I do for the jazz standards. It's
mm-hmm
on iTunes, so if you
okay
search my name, there is two of them. It's just to keep, you know, all the different bands.
Stay in the world you're in.
Yeah,
yes,
and busy, and
yes,
put on a good show, and, you know.
Good. Let me ask you something, just because I ask it because I am so about this. But do you ever write letters? Do you write letters? Did you ever?
Yeah, but.
See, I like that. Yeah, but go ahead. When did you write? I'm just curious, because letters are just such a force in this world. And some people realize it, and they still do it, and some people don't. And I'm hoping you'll leave here and you'll write one to somebody. But when did you used to?
Probably in my teens,
mm-hmm,
you know, writing letters because we didn't have any
That's right.
emails.
Right.
There was no text.
Right.
You know, so that was the only way.
Right. So how do you keep something forever to remind yourself how someone felt about you? Do you have letters that you received? Do you still have them or no?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody says yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're a treasure.
Yeah.
And you know your friends' handwritings.
Yep.
And
also postcards.
Yes.
That and I'm still receiving postcards. And
oh,
I keep
nice.
Them. Yeah, from
Good,
friends who are traveling. I think postcard is still something to do. I do that when I go on vacation.
Well, people also text from vacation or email and send you photographs from a text. So they may rely a little less on postcards.
Correct. Or they post directly to Facebook via
yes,
pictures,
that's
you
right.
know.
That's right.
I
don't know why anybody would post to Facebook that they're out of town, but yes.
And I wouldn't do that.
No.
In fact, you know, because really? I learned that it's a great way to
of
know
course.
That there's nobody at home.
That's right.
So,
and sometimes you see that, and there have been some incidences.
You
so
bet.
People, you shouldn't do that. You should not say, "Oh, I'm going to be here in Belgium for 2 weeks now and have such a good time." And
exactly,
yes,
yeah.
And the,
yeah.
Be careful.
So attend.
So if you were to write one right now,
yeah.
Who would it be to? Yeah, it's a mystery, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, you're if you felt like doing it, of course, that just first of all, a note to yourself now and again, just listing what you've accomplished. I mean, this is interesting what you're doing. And won't it be nice someday for somebody to find a little something in your handwriting left behind? Just as part of music history or band history or San Francisco artistic, somebody will find it in 100 years if you use good paper and a good pen.
Yeah.
What about your parents?
But I'm talking to them every week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when they're but when they're 90, mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're not that now.
No.
When they're 90,
mm-hmm.
and they want to pick something up that has felt the touch of your hand, and be able to reread when they want, not just when you decide to call, when they want to be reminded how much you love them and think about them. When you're not calling, they can pick up a letter and just read. And I know this because I wrote one to my mother, with whom I spoke 3 times a week. I mean, I talked to her a lot, and I visited her a lot. And yet I decided one day to write her a letter, just how I remembered her from my youth. And I cannot believe, I say that, but I can't believe the effects of that. She was about 90 at that point, and it was just all the good things I remembered about her. And how they affected me, and how she looked in certain outfits that I still recalled. And every time I went to LA to visit her, she would pull out this letter and say, "You know, I just read this letter yesterday, and it is so beautiful. It makes me so happy." Now, you would think that maybe she was losing it a little bit because she kept saying, "I just read this letter," like she hadn't read it before. No, she reads it probably a couple of times a week. She's really a magic act.
Beautiful, yeah. So,
well, if you ever feel like doing one, and if you ever do it and you see the results, will you call and let me know?
I'll let you know.
What your parents are saying?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for doing this with me. And
you're
I'm
welcome.
So glad we met quite by accident one day just on the streets of San Francisco. And we're both kind of chatty.
Yep.
And
yep.
It took 2 seconds to get to the fact that you were a musician here and quite successful. So I wanted to hear from you here. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having
okay.
me.
So
Jeanette.
Look up Laurent Fourgault and go see him when you can. I'm going to.
Okay.
Thank you,
sounds
dear.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Until next time, Janet Gallen saying goodbye.